This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. The country's biggest milk maker is based in Dallas, and business at Dean Foods has, well, soured. First quarter sales were down. Milk consumption is declining. Meanwhile, Dean faces more competition for milk production. Heather Haddon is a reporter with the Wall Street Journal. She's been reporting on Dean Foods, and she's on the line to talk about the business of milk. Heather Haddon, thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much.
First off, how did Dean Foods get to this point? With a galaxy of milk-based products I see in stores, I just assumed that the milk business was good.
So part of the issue is, like you said, that milk consumption overall, so the milk that you're buying in a gallon at the grocery store, that has been declining for many, many years now. So that's as a result of more competition. There's more types of beverages these days, like plant-based beverages like soy and almond and oat, which is causing competition. And then just there's a shift away from milk more generally. The broader population is not drinking milk with dinner at night, for example. So Dean really has made milk their specialty over the years. So Dean was formed through merging many different regional milk plants all over the country into one company that was really a specialty in fluid milk. So when times were better for fluid milk, that was good. When times are tougher, that really makes it difficult for them. They do have some other kinds of dairy products. They own, you probably are familiar with Friendly's ice cream. They don't own the stores, but they own the ice cream business. But otherwise, the majority of their business is milk, and that is a declining category. So they also face more competition these days. So more and more retailers like Walmart, Kroger, and others are producing their own milk. Walmart just recently opened a very big modern dairy plant in Indiana and shifted millions of gallons of business away from Dean to their own plant. So that also is a loss for Dean. So there's a lot of factors involved, but it really is coming into a crunch for Dean.
And what's happening at Dean also appears to be affecting dairy farmers. You report that Dean Foods is buying less milk from American farms.
So, yeah, again, when Walmart opened that big plant, that really was a huge loss for Dean. It's going to be something like 125 million gallons of milk a year that Dean will not be supplying to Walmart. Because of that, they just didn't need to buy as much milk from some of these farmers. So several dozen farmers last year got letters from Dean that they would not be continuing to do business with them or would be reducing business for them. And so for some of these farmers, they don't have a lot of alternatives these days. So there's not like there's some other big national milk buyer who's going to step in for Dean as a part of that. So it's caused some tough decisions for farmers. Some I talked to have decided to move on to other kinds of crops or just close their farms. And it was a record farm closure year for dairy farms last year. It was up quite a bit, something like over 2,000 farms closed in the U.S.
With sales down, I believe, about, 38% from a decade ago for Dean Foods, what are they saying that they plan to do to turn things around?
Well, part of it is they're becoming a smaller operation. So last year they closed seven milk plants in very quick succession, particularly when they had lost that Walmart contract. They just didn't need to be producing as much milk. And so they closed those plants. They are trying to become a leaner, more efficient operation. They're also trying to focus a bit more on value-added products like the ice cream and cottage cheese I mentioned. And they are moving into some plant-based products. But again, they have a lot of work to do. They are exploring strategic alternatives that could mean a total sale, a partial sale. It could, there's a lot of potential here for doing some kind of outside deal that could give them some more flexibility. And they are having these conversations. But the question is, who really wants to buy a milk producer these days?
Heather Haddon is a reporter for the Wall Street Journal. Thanks for joining me.
Thanks so much.